Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to Start 100 Radio, and you are tuned in with your host, Tanisha D. Davis. I hope everyone has had an awesome week. Hope you kicked off your week just right. I know I did. So let's get into the topic. We know that as of today, Black Panther is out everywhere. It is out everywhere. Okay, so I went and I saw Black Panther last night. You all, let me tell you, this movie was everything that we were hyped up to believe it would be. You saw the interviews from the cast members. You listened to radio stations talking about this movie. You saw the interviews. I'm talking about you were just like, oh my God, this is got to be the best film ever based off of the interviews and just TV itself, the performances, everything. It just made you feel like, you know what, after watching the trailers, you were like, oh my God, this movie is going to be the bomb. And sometimes films make the habit of tricking us with the trailers. Sometimes you're like, you get all hyped up, and then you go see the movie, and it was nothing like what you expected it to be. Matter of fact, it's like the trailer took only the good parts out of the movie, you know. But surprisingly, Black Panther was everything that we saw in those trailers. This movie was truly inspirational. This movie was everything that we expected it to be. I'm so proud of Marvel. I'm so proud of the cast. I'm so proud of the producers and everyone who came together to make this film what it is. I'm so proud of all the beautiful, Black, intelligent people who took part in this film. It was truly igniting to watch this film. There, as I looked at it, and if you all haven't read my review, go over to Catch Tanisha D, Catch, K-A-T-C-H, Tanisha, T-A-N-I-S-H-A-D, .wordpress.com to check out my review that I wrote out about this film. This film, like I said, was igniting. Watching this film, you wanted to be part of Wakanda. That's the fictional African nation that King T'Challa, who is played by the handsome and talented Chadwick Boseman, you wanted to be part of this nation. You wanted to come through the screen and be part of this nation that was so powerful, that was so highly advantaged with their equipment and technology, very educated group of people. You wanted to join in. And when the battles began, you wanted to battle. You know, you wanted to battle. You wanted to jump through the screen and be a part of the rising of the Black Panther. This film was just, it was truly inspirational. And there were messages. There was one message that I obtained from the film that you also hear T'Challa say at some part. I'm not going to tell out of the movie because I want you to go to the theaters and see this movie for yourself. But there's a part in the movie that T'Challa says something truly inspiring that makes a point. So let me tell you the message that I got, and then I'll get into that. The message that I saw within this movie, and I don't know if I'm the only one who saw it, but this is just what I got from this little scene in the movie. But if you notice, there's a battle going on between, I don't want to say his name wrong, but the character played by Michael B. Jordan is upset. You know, he missed out on being part of something great. It was something that was stolen away from him. You know, he didn't have a choice. It was taken away from him. And so, therefore, you kind of understand the anger that is within him in this movie. You kind of understand what it feels like to have been taken away with no choice from something amazing. And so what I gather is, think about us as a black nation, as a black people. We were stolen. We were stolen away from our land. We were captive in this foreign land that we did not belong to. We were forced to forget our language. We were forced to forget our culture and everything that we were made of. So imagine finding out that you are royalty. Imagine finding out that you belong to this great nation of Wakanda, this fictional place. He discovered that, oh, my God, I belong to this place, and I'm growing up over here struggling, poor, without anything, fighting the battle of racism every day, but yet there's this place that I belong to that is supposed to be the most beautiful, successful, accomplished place in the world. Imagine the anger. And that's what I feel like black people today, and we feel this way in America. We were taken from our culture. Many of us don't even know where we come from, but imagine knowing that you come from royalty. And the funny part about that, there's truth in it. Those of you who are scholars of the Bible, there's truth to it, that we are of a royal priesthood. But my point I'm making is this message is seen in the film. We see this message in the film with the character played by Michael B. Jordan. We see the anger. We see him wanting to fight to be back part of something that was taken away from him. And then we see T'Challa trying to fight for his place, you know, his nation, trying to fight for him. But then he discovers that it was truth, some stuff, you know. I'm saying, I can't get into the movie. Oh, but this movie is everything, you all. I'm telling you, go buy your ticket, go see it, go see this movie. I'm telling you to go see this movie. I love that this movie had a lot of love. There was humor. There was passion. You know, when you saw things happen in the movie, you know, like there were certain scenes that I cannot tell it all because I want you to go see it again. But there were certain scenes where you would get sad, you know, and then that fire would ignite within you as you see the rise of the Black Panther again, you know. So this movie is everything, and I'm truly thinking, this is just my thoughts, but I'm truly thinking and predicting, let's say I'm predicting, that there's going to be a sequel to this movie because the world is about to get to know Wakanda. The world is about to get to know the Black Panther. And that's how the movie ends. You're about to get to know who King T'Challa is, who Wakanda is. You know, you're about to learn that from this movie. So, again, like I said, this movie was truly inspirational. A lot of powerful messages within the message. As I get back to earlier where I was talking about what King T'Challa had said, they had created a monster. You know, they had created a monster. They didn't realize that they had created something. This battle that existed was something they had created. And what I've learned from that is, when I went to see the film, I was expecting to see a battle going on with a bunch of outsiders. However, we discovered that the battle was within. The battle was within, and that's the black culture today. You know, a lot of times the battle is within. The battle is amongst ourselves. You know, sometimes it's things that we have created within ourselves out of anger. out of anger and out of a lack of knowledge, things that we just didn't know. It was a lack of knowledge. So we have created this monster within ourselves out of a lack of knowledge, you know, battling it against one another. You know, sometimes we're battling each other as a black nation because there are things we don't know. You know, there are things that we're trying to get to know. You know, we're trying to find out, where do we come from? Who are we? You know, what tribe would I have been part of? Where did I come from? And I also want to touch on the interview that Chadwick Boseman had on The Breakfast Club recently. Truly, truly, truly inspirational. You should go check that out as well, because Chadwick talks a little bit about you going and finding out through AfricanAncestry.com where you come from. He said not to use Ancestry.com, but use AfricanAncestry.com to go do the DNA swap. They swap, you know, you swap your cheek and so forth, and they go and find out where you came from. He talked about doing that to find out where you come from, what part of Africa you descended from. So, like I said, truly, truly inspirational movie. Please, you all, take the time to go and support this film. I'm not telling you to go support it because it's an all-black cast. I'm saying go support it because it was truly inspirational. It was beautiful. I'm not going to lie to you and say it was not a beautiful scene to see so many talented black people, in these positions. Because guess what? Even though Wakanda is a fictional place, this thing is real. This thing is real. What they show you about Africa on TV and then on national geographics and so forth, they always want to show you the poor sides of Africa. Africa is a continent. This is a huge continent. And it's full of many countries. And they always want to go to the smallest, tiniest village somewhere deep down in the jungle and find people to display, to make it look like the entire continent is poor. The entire continent is not poor. You know, there are very rich, there are kings, there are people that have more money than you can imagine. So the entire place is not a poor place. And the reflecting this image to black people over here in America is what, like I said, it builds up that anger, you know, because you're taught over here that all you did is come from slavery. And here's a picture of you all running through the jungles and with spears, half naked, screaming and yelling, you know, like wild animals, like you don't even belong in society. This is where you come from, and we have helped you, you know, to live better. So you'll hear some black people stating that they're so glad they didn't grow up in Africa because, I don't know what I would do if I was running through the jungle. But if you research your history, sweetheart, you may discover that you never came from that part. You may have never came from the jungle. You may have came from royalty, like Michael B. Jordan's character. He found out he came from royalty. You know what I'm saying? So, again, this movie really ignited something within me, and I'm encouraging each of you to go out to the theaters this weekend. Pack it out, because the theater I went to last night, it was packed out. And surprisingly, you all, you'd be shocked to know, there were a lot of white people in there too. There were a lot of white people in this movie. I was happy to see the diversity that this film was able to draw everyone together. It was not just drawing black people, but it was drawing everyone together. So you'll discover that it's not even about racism. Sometimes you have people, they're ready to start a strike. They're ready to go up against something that isn't even about racism. This is who black people, this is who we are. You know what I'm saying? We do come from royalty. We are kings and queens. You understand what I'm saying? So I want you to go and support this film. Again, amazing, amazing job to the producers. each of the actors that were part of this this amazing film. This film is historical. This is historical for Marvel, you know, and I'm looking forward to a sequel. So, I mean, amazing job from the entire cast, from Chadwick Boseman, Michael B. Jordan, Lupita Denai, Forest Whitaker, Daniel Kaluuya, Angela Bassett. I mean, amazing job from this entire cast. Like, it was so many people who took part in making this movie a success, and it is truly historical. Historical. And I'm ready for more. So to the producers of this film, I'm ready for more, and I'm excited. I'm excited. So you all go out, check out the movie, and thank you once again for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. Be sure to go check out the written review I did as well by visiting catchtanishad.wordpress.com. Share your thoughts. If you watch the film, share your thoughts in the comment on this video, on this broadcast, comment on the website if you read the review. Let me know what you thought about this film. I want to hear your thoughts on this film. Let me know what you thought, how you felt, you know, what was your emotion behind this film, and let me know if you caught that message that I caught from it, you know. So check it out. Again, thanks for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. You all have a happy, happy Friday. And it's going to be an excellent Friday and an excellent weekend because I know you're going to support Black Panther. Okay? So later, thanks for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. Be sure to follow the page and be sure to follow me on Instagram, your host, Tanisha D. Davis. And we're out.